Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing this back. We're feeling good here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Judith Glaser, Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of the groundbreaking book, Conversational Intelligence, that I'm so happy to say that I've had access to Judy's ideas for a long time now, and it's so beautiful to me to see it all her great work and research and ideas and her life's work coming into becoming resulting in this publication that you can hold in your hand, and I encourage you to do it, folks. And I'm going to tell you something: you're going to want to buy two. And I don't say this about all the books that I talk about. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want when you read this book, you're going to want to give one away. I promise you, Judy. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book. Tell folks how they can find it and you.
The book is can be found on www.conversationalintelligence.com, and then on the homepage you'll be able to click to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever it is that you buy your books, and please do, because the giveaway part, I am being told by people, I get letters from around the world now, of people saying, I read your book, I can't tell you what insights it's given me about the people that I was having challenges with, and understanding why I love the people that I love. And I'm giving it to people so that we can have conversations about how to make our conversations better.
Right.
That's just amazing to me. And me to talk about, level three?
Yeah. Folks, she's broken it down into a matrix, conversational intelligence matrix, level one, level two, level three. And level one and level two, we talked about in the previous segment, about all the different ways. Think about all the things that you do in a normal day when you talk to people. You're listening, you're talking, you've got an agenda, they've got an agenda, back and forth, and there's a lot of yeah and going on. Maybe there's some hurt feelings, maybe there's some connection made. But most of us don't know that there's another level that we can rise to. We have to rise to this, folks. We don't stumble upon it. You don't just wander into it. We have to rise. We have to push a button and take the elevator to the next higher floor, which you call level three, transactional conversation. Tell us about it. I'm sorry, transformational.
Yep. And I think I want to use your button, and I also want to use your hand reaching out to explain why this is so powerful. It turns out that many times we live in a world where we're uncertain. We're uncertain about what other people think, what they feel, whether it's going to be good, whether it's going to be bad for us. Uncertainty destabilizes the brain and pushes us back into level one and level two. But when we reach out our hand and bond with someone and turn a foe into a friend just by the handshake and everything that comes beyond it, the eye contact, the I want to know you, I want to understand you, I want to live in your world, when we do that, it actually activates that prefrontal cortex, which is God created for us, which is the evolutionary advancement of humanity, believe it or not. It's so big and so important. This is where we have integrity, trust, the ability to handle strategic thinking, the ability to have a hologram and hold in our mind a vision, a picture, and the content of everyday life and go back and visit it over and over again. This is where we hold others inside of us and can see their world. And when that happens, something shifts in the brain and we start to write on each other's brains new thinking.
But, Gina, I want to ask you, though, in order to have a conversation, two people have to be involved.
Yes.
And transactional and positional, level one and level two, we've got that down pat. Millennia of conversation and human development has created those two. We know how to do that.
Right. And then
how do we find? I mean, how do we get somebody to go to that third floor with us on this?
So the first thing is to reach out.
Because everybody can't, can they? Some people just can't get there.
Well, this is what I believe, and I believe that we are designed to get there. I think that once we activate it and we have that experience, people tell me over and over again in meetings that I when I work with executives, they said, oh my goodness, I've had that experience and I love it, and I know I can create it again. And this is what you need to do. You need to have in your mind, instead of knowing what you know and confirming what you know, is discovering what you don't know you know. Now, that's new information around us. The world is so hyper-connected right now. Things are changing rapidly. We have to be open. We can't be entrenched in just our own beliefs, because if you do, you're going to lose it in business.
A friend of mine said, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
That's beautiful. That's right. That's beautiful. And so what you might learn is the place to go, and that doesn't mean you're not smart. Learning new things means that you're open to change and grow, and that you're going to have a different kind of impact and influence on the world. So you start to, here's what you need to do. You need to listen to connect. I want to give advice now. Listen to connect. You need to be open to ask questions for which you don't have answers. You need to be willing to be influenced. And you need to be willing to prime a situation for trust first, because that's where it starts. And if trust is in the front of you, then that brain, that part of the brain, opens up.
Can you bring people along? I mean, if you go to this third floor and the other person isn't there, can you bring them along with you?
So there are questions you need to learn.
Can you be at level three and they're at level two?
Often that's the case. And I've done meetings where I've literally put up, in the book you'll find a conversational dashboard that shows on the left resistor and on the right co-creator. And most people hang out. When they don't go along, they're in resistor or skeptic or wait and see. But if you say to people, what would it take to move you over on the gauge if you happen to have the gauge with you?
Yeah.
That question is provocative and asks people to step into it.
Folks, this is not touchy-feely. This is not some pointy-headed stuff. This is real humanity in action. This is real human beings talking to each other. You can do this. Please check out this book, Conversational Intelligence. Judith E. Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R. Judy, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
I would love it. Thanks so much.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.